Well, just a few days to go until you cast your vote in the Alice Springs Town Council by-election. Today we meet another one of our candidates, or your candidates, and if you've got a question you'd like to ask, you can give us a call on 1300 019 783. Today's candidate in the studio is Craig Pankhurst, and he joins me. How are you, Craig?
Good, Anthony. Ooh, how are you?
Let me turn your microphone on. Goodness, too many buttons.
Righto, we'll try that. I'm good, Andy. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Now, you've worked for the town council for many years, but a lot of people probably don't know you. Apart from the face that we see on your posters around town, tell us some things that people mightn't know about you, or what they should know about you.
Righto. One of the most important things, I've done 5 years with the Alice Springs Town Council and just finished. 3.5 of those years obviously were as manager of works for the town council. I've been involved with everything from Masters Games through to the disaster recovery in 2008 when we had that bit of a storm go through. I've been involved in funding applications. You know, I really have the depth in council and really good understanding, I guess, where the goalposts in council are, you know, and really what the responsibilities of council are, and I guess in particularly an alderman.
So what's behind you running for council? You've resigned your position with the council.
Yeah.
Why run?
I guess after 5 years, I have amassed, you know, and doing the positions I have, I really have amassed a great wealth of corporate history, and I really, really know, you know, the business side of Alice Springs Town Council well. It is a bit of a desire to put back to the community. You know, I really have I have nothing to gain but serve the community, and it is really really the main focus of me running, to put some of that the skills and knowledge and the corporate history. I don't want to see it lost, and I really do understand the workings of the council. I really know, you know, how to make some good improvements.
What are the sort of the three top issues for you that you see as important in your pitch for running for council?
Righto. I guess part of the job as alderman, and the main, most important part, is really doing your homework, being able to make nice, informed decisions. Really, you need the life skills and the background on a lot of these issues, because a lot of them are of the technical side, and you know, I come from that technical background, and you know, I do think that is probably what's lacking a little bit at the moment. And I tell you what, it's hard to get an alderman that has the technical side and really the life skills to really make good, informed decisions on majority of council issues.
Is what you're saying, that you've had the behind-the-scenes working history that a lot of them haven't?
Yeah, and you know, they're nice people, and they do their best, I'm sure, but you know, you can't beat just foot slogging on the ground. You know, I've come from the foot slogging background, and you know, I come from running big budgets. I have the business background, so you know, I sort of bring a pretty complete package to the table as alderman.
So you're bringing experience rather than looking to tackle certain issues.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, throughout this lead up to the campaign, you know, law and order obviously has dominated the table. You know, and I know, and the good listeners know. You know, council predominantly rates roads and rubbish, and a lot of other things in between. You know, we won't trivialise it. And obviously, they do have a responsibility to take the concerns, the law and order issues, and such, through the mayor, and obviously through to the MLAs and through back through the government. But I think people have to be realistic on what they can do as aldermen, and definitely stick within the goalposts of what council can do. Fair enough. You can make advice, make decisions, have informed opinions, but at the end of the day, there's a lot of the technical side of council, and really, really, you know, the inner workings of council, which are very technical, and you need a bit of that background.
It's 6 minutes to nine on 7.83 Extended Breakfast. I'm Anthony Yoffer. I'm talking to Craig Pankhurst, who's one of the aldermanic candidates for this weekend's council by-election. Craig, we've been asking candidates their opinions on three recent controversial council decisions. The youth curfew, do you have any thoughts on that? The three recent controversial council discussions, the youth curfew. You got any thoughts on that?
I'm definitely a big believer that all kids should be in bed at night, and I'm a big believer that all kids are good. They have to go to school. We can make a mountain out of a molehill, and we can go on forever. But I guess really what the curfew would be about is getting kids into bed at a reasonable hour, not having them run around the street at 3, 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. Mm. And, you know, I do get out, I do a lot of driving around. You know, there are little kids. And when I say little kids, from 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, way too small to be out and about in the middle of the night. I do think, there needs to be that concerted effort to get these guys off the street into a safe place and definitely get these guys to school.
Another discussion that council had, should people be allowed to camp in the Todd River or should they be fined?
One of the problems previous, before the accommodation house on Langkittle, was really there was not a lot of option for these campers. And obviously in my previous job I had a lot to do with getting out and about and really good finger on the pulse. A lot of these people were really just were here in town. There were some good people just stuck in town, couldn't get back to their community for the roads might have been out or whatever reason. Now I think that the accommodation places are up and running. I do think that there should be concerted effort to help these guys get out of the river and get to these accommodation places. And yes, we need to clean up the amenity of the town. There is an option for these guys, and I really think that should be pushed.
And the third council discussion previously was that John McDowell Stewart statue, call it what you will. Should it be erected? Where should it be erected? You know, it was going to be put on the hospital lawns, and then that was a heritage area. It was temporarily put up on the council lawns.
Yep.
I think the plan is to put it back on the hospital lawns ultimately.
Not quite sure about that. Right off the bat, I had the background definitely, with the historical side, with the hospital lawns. It ended up a reasonable statue, quite to my surprise. It probably needs to go somewhere, but this is where we're talking, where we need that more community, we need the community consultation. It's a statue for the community. It needs to be put to the vote, and really the people should decide, should have a big influence on when, where, and how this statue goes.
Just quickly, we've got about a minute to go. Do you think your campaign might have been, is being slightly overshadowed by the Action for Alice campaign?
It would be remiss not to mention that as a candidate, obviously going forward in this election, it would be remiss to overlook the recent events. The massive damage to businesses, really the big antisocial behaviour the trend, especially with the youth. I guess the listeners really, really do have to remember that law and order predominantly is policing. Council have a role to play in taking this
taking
the message to the powers to be, but council are, there is a lot of depth in council, and there are a lot of things that council do that require sound leadership and really some good decisions.
Craig, I appreciate you coming in. Good luck with your campaign.
Thank you, Ed.
We may see you as an alderman next week.
Thank you, mate. Have a nice day.
Thanks very much.